Order. It's 4:28 on May 9th, 2004. For the record, present are Representative Cartula, Berkowitz, Morgan, McGuire, Coghill, and Rochberg. On today's calendar, we have the Senate Bill 226, an act relating to investments in last permanent fund assets, providing effective date. Mr. Storer, the short version.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The short version is that, unlike most public funds who must follow the prudent investor rule, we must follow the prudent investor rule, but there's also a statutory list that it's an allowable list of what you may invest in. About 4 years ago, this body assisted the permit fund to legislation to allow us to invest 5% outside of the statutory list following the prudent investor rule. We call it the basket clause. What you see before you is the Senate version, which does two things. On line 14 of the first page on the Senate Bill 326, we found a need to clean up some of the language on the original intent, and that's what you see there. On page 2, line 3, the Senate amended our increase from 15 down to 10%. So what we're asking this body to do is I said it the wrong way. We're trying to increase our basket clause from 5 to 10% to give us greater investment flexibility. This does not mean we would take a lot more risk. What this means primarily is when our investments appreciate, we won't be forced to sell or liquidate them because of statutory constraints.
Very good. Any questions, Representative Berkowitz?
How's this different from the House State Affairs version?
The House State Affairs, through the Chair, Senator Representative Berkowitz, the don't mean to do that to you. They asked the Senate asked if we could amend down from 15 to 10%, and I said yes. I believe this would be the minimum that we'll give that we can deal with over the next couple of years. So I am fine with this. I said we'll be back a couple of years to ask for greater latitude, but this gives us a couple of years of latitude to continue our investment strategy.
Is this what's necessary to get this bill through in the short period of time?
It is. Well? Anything other than this, and we've got a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Ooh. Any more questions? Seeing none, thank you very much. What's the will of the committee?
Move this bill from committee.
Any objection to moving this bill from committee? Seeing none, so ordered. And for the record, that was Bob Storer, Executive Director of Permanent Fund. Sign the bill packet and get out of here. News Committee is adjourned.